Welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports Section 3A Dance. The jazz competition has been completed. We're awaiting the high kick to start here, maybe in 20 minutes to a half an hour. And Grace Johnson, Ken Fransky helping me out today. Appreciate that. And Grace is on the one headset. And our special guest, the tease that I was doing, is her mom, Lisa Johnson. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You have a big smile on your face.
Yeah, it's been a great day. I'm so proud of the girls. And this is a different perspective for me, but I have enjoyed every moment of this day. It's been awesome.
I've been watching you and Dee Dee over there. You're jumping out of the bleachers, cheering the girls on.
Yeah, that performance, I had never. I've been at quite a few practices this season and helped along the way a little bit. And to watch them dance like they did today was something that, I mean, I think it even shocked them. It was amazing. It was perfect.
The jazz routine.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, Grace. Grace, you said they hit it. Is that the term the dancers use?
Yes. Turn sets, leaps, everything. They hit it. They got it. Yeah. I think coming off last year with the masks, I really missed the faces and the emotion of it. And so to see that today, which I didn't get to see last year at Sections and State, was very emotional for me.
Yep.
And it was amazing. And that's what dance is really about, taking the sport of it into, and the Sections and State, you see the art of it and the emotion of it, and that's what we could really see today.
And the mask kind of destroyed that last
season. Absolutely. It was the one thing that I thought was the worst part of the season last year was the mask.
Yep, you can't see their expressions.
No.
So I got to ask you, Lisa, if Grace graduating last year, we talked at length about Grace's career as a shadow.
Sure.
Seventh grade. So what's it like for you taking a longtime coach, since 2008, was it?
2001.
2001.
Yeah.
Sorry, I knew that. 2001. And so what's it like to be in the stands today?
I really didn't know what the emotion would be like, but it has been an amazing season. I think Carly and Sarah have done such an amazing job of making me feel welcome when I want to come and visit, and asking for help when they need it. And I think that's important for the girls to see that that Carly is open to any help that she can get to be better, and the girls are open to the alumni's help to get better. And I think the truth and like the whole, you know, team aspect and the family aspect came through this year like it never has before. And it has been truly how I pictured the transition to be. And that says a lot about Carly, and that says a lot about Sarah. And I think we've had a really good connection, and it's just been great. That's all I can say.
Well, you say the same thing, Grace?
Absolutely. You know, and I think, obviously, I'm not on the team this year, but the heartbreak that I saw from the girls last year, after Mom said she wasn't coming back, you know, I felt for them.
Yeah.
Because it had been an awesome 6-7 years, so, that us girls have been with her. So, you know, I felt for them, but the transition, like Mom said, is going awesome, and it couldn't have gone better.
Yeah, we couldn't have asked for Sarah and Carly to do a better job. I think the community has it only sees it from the outside, and it was a shaky start. It was a hard start. I remember going out to eat, and someone said to me, "Oh, they didn't get first place today." And I just kind of had to take a step back and realize that, you know, our community believes that we would win state forever.
Yep, right.
And so that kind of put me into a kind of a reality check of, you know, the reason why no one's ever won 3 back-to-back state titles is because it's almost virtually impossible.
Right.
So for the community to have maybe an unrealistic expectation was hard, especially after graduating 20 seniors in 2 years.
Right.
So I think what speaks the most is that the girls picked themselves back up after losing to Lake City in December, and came back 2 weeks later and beat YME and Cathedral in kick, and it really showed, like, we're not going to stop.
Yep.
And, you know, a week ago they beat YME again in kick and Jazz, and so today anything is possible,
right.
And I don't think 4 months ago anybody in this community would have thought that we would be going for two section championships today.
That's right.
So that says a lot about the 23 girls that you're going to see dance today.
So what you're saying is amazing progress.
Oh my gosh.
From October till now.
It is something I have never seen as a coach. 11 rookies on the team. And
They're young.
They are young, 8th and 9th grade, you know.
Yep.
And they have come out, and they were slow to start. And we knew that. And I think what they did in the last 4 months is unbelievable. So no matter what happens today, first, second, third, I think we can all
proud.
Be really proud. Yep.
So for all three crying here, that's going to be bad for radio.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Tears are flowing here, right, Grace?
Yes.
Do you miss being out there? Do you miss it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, it's a completely different feeling getting to watch them. And, it's you know, mm-hmm. sometimes it's almost better just to watch them. And because you can relate to them so much. So it's been fun.
Yep, you know what's going through. And what's it like again, Lisa? You know, you're sitting with you got some girls, alumni girls,
yeah.
sitting around you. What's the chatter about over there?
Oh, I love the chatter. I love it. You know, critiques of each team, the strengths of each team, the, oh, did you see that? Did you see this? And it's so much fun to hear the excitement on their voices.
Yep. Yeah. And who are some of the girls over there? Why don't you name them? Go ahead. Some of the alumni.
Oh, we got Aaliyah Schomer, Josie Munsterman, Addie Oy, Kendall Fransky, Caitlin Baird, Ella Mork, and Ellie Stratmon are all sitting next to us.
That's a crew over there, isn't it?
That is a big group of the girls that have graduated in the last 2 years, and
yep.
this team means everything to them.
All right. Thank you so much, Lisa, for coming by and chatting with us, and Grace is doing a fantastic job here with us. And
well, thanks for having me, and thanks for
yep.
all your support today. I know it means a lot to our girls.
Yep, I know. And Grace opened her folder here, and I saw what she had done for homework for the day. I go, whoa, this is like national sports here.
Oh, yeah, ESPN right there. Thank you, Paul.
You bet. I tell you what, we're going to take a commercial break when we come back. Dee Dee Schomer, broadcaster with me, and Ken Fransky will join us as we wrap up our break here. We'll be back after this.